This is Ask Hank, where Hank Hanegraaff, the host of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, takes 3 minutes to further equip you to defend your faith.
Let's talk to Maria in Covina, California next. Hi, Maria.
Hi, Hank. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure.
My question is in Jeremiah 31, verse 30. It says, "But everyone shall die for his own iniquity." And this is in regards to generational curses. But in the next chapter, Jeremiah 32, it says, as Jeremiah is praying, he says, "You show loving kindness to thousands and repay the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them."
Yeah, the principle of Scripture, though, is very clearly stated in Ezekiel chapter 18, which actually references this passage. So there are consequences for the sins of the fathers that follow on through the generations.
Okay.
And you can imagine that. The consequences of sin follow inexorably like night follows day.
Yeah.
But every man and every woman is responsible for their own sins. And this is made explicit by the Lord through the prophet Ezekiel.
Yeah.
In fact, the word of the Lord comes to Ezekiel. And the word of God is, what do you people mean by quoting this proverb about the land of Israel? The fathers eat sour grapes and the children's teeth are set on edge. As surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, you will no longer quote this proverb in Israel. For every living soul belongs to me, the father as well as the son, both alike belong to me, and the soul who sins is the one who will die. So it's not the father eating a sour grape and then the son's teeth being set on edge. No, if the father eats a sour grape, it will be his teeth that are set on edge. So what is the point here? The Lord, through the prophet Ezekiel, is saying, you are misinterpreting my word. So in other words, you're misreading the passage. And herein lies, I think, a greater principle. We need to take narrative passages of Scripture and allow them to be interpreted through the didactic, or what's known as the teaching. Didactic means teaching. Passages of Scripture, they explain those passages for us. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. That's great.
Okay.
That really helps. God
bless you, Maria.
For more Ask Hank episodes, or for the full Bible Answer Man broadcast, as well as many other resources to defend the truth of the gospel, visit the Christian Research Institute online at equip.org.